Welcome back, everybody, to the Armored God Catholic Radio Network. This is Tom McNew coming to you from the St. Colby Studio here in downtown Copper's Cove. We have an exciting episode of our hometown hero today. Miss Ashley Davis and Kate Vestermark are joining us today from the Military Council of Catholic Women and the Catholic Women of the Chapel here at Fort Hood. And we're going to get a little bit of understanding and education on both of those organizations and how they relate to each other, and really what the whole point and the purpose of the MCCW and CWOC is and does for all of our Catholic women at Fort Hood and across the country as well. So, ladies, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tom, for having us. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
So let me give you both an opportunity to kind of introduce yourself a little bit about where you grew up and how you joined the army and all that good stuff. Ashley, why don't you start first?
Hi, my name is Ashley Davis. I thank everybody for tuning in and listening today. I met my husband in New York City while he was on leave to the military, never imagining that I would marry a soldier. But he is now 18 years of active duty service, and we've been married for 13, together for 16 years. And it's been quite an adventure. You know, we've had our fair share of touring the United States, as well as going to Hawaii, and we'll be going to Alaska come this November.
Wow.
So we've had a really good share of the Army experience. A little bit about myself: I'm originally from New York. I first learned about Catholic Women of the Chapel right after my first son was born. We had moved from Fort Campbell, which is in Tennessee, to Fort Sill, Oklahoma. And I was just looking for a way to engage my faith in a new setting. And I went on what most Army spouses do when they get to a new location is you go to the Army spouse Facebook page and you start asking questions about the post and what's available. And I was directed to Catholic Women of the Chapel. And immediately I was welcomed in by a beautiful group of Catholic women, both active duty and retired. And from there, my love for the community that Catholic Women of the Chapel fostered began. Fast forward 12 years, I am now gratefully serving as the Director of Evangelization, Chapel Resources and Support for MCCW. Just something a little bit more personal, I am just a stay-at-home mom of six beautiful children. My oldest is 13, and my youngest is just 3 months old.
Wow, awesome. Miss Kate, how about yourself?
So my name is Kate Vestermark. I am originally from Lafayette, Louisiana, and that is how my husband and I met when he found out he was going to be stationed at Fort Polk, a couple hours down the road from me. We have been married for a little over 10 years now, and it has been a whirlwind, kind of like Ashley said. It's a roller coaster. We were at Fort Polk for a while, and then moved to Maryland from there, and then of course all the other, locations down the road. I have an undergrad in English and history, and then I went on to get my master's in counseling. So I'm a licensed professional counselor, but have been a stay-at-home mom for quite a few years now. We have two children. Anna is almost 8, and Noah is 5, as well as two dogs and a cat. So my first experience with CWC actually wasn't at the very beginning. The groups range depending on the location and how many volunteers you have. And so at Fort Polk, it was a very small group. In fact, I couldn't really find out much about it. And as a new military spouse, I was kind of desperate for that connection. I hadn't moved very far from home, but I still felt like I was on an island. And then I got pregnant and I was like, I need mom friends. And so I ended up joining PWC and MOPS and got involved that way, but I felt like I was still missing something. wonderful groups of women, so incredibly supportive and nurturing. There was still that little bit of an aspect that I wasn't getting that kind of just nagged at me. And in Maryland, we weren't on a traditional post. We were connected to Walter Reed, which have a typical chapel and chapel groups. So again, those early years of motherhood, I just kind of spent trying to make community where I could, but still feeling like I was missing something that our local chapel just didn't really offer, which I think a lot of spouses experience, especially when you are a little further from military communities than you'd like to be, or ones that don't look as traditional. And then we got to Fort Leavenworth, where there was a thriving Catholic community, and I finally got to join CWOC and really kind of felt more fulfilled, like I had just really found my people. And so, and then it carried on to Fort Hood. We've been here for 4 years now. This is the longest we've been at any duty station. My husband is in medical service and is actually stationed at the Pentagon right now. And so we chose to stabilize here. And per usual, the CWOC community really helps with that, and as does MCCW. I was introduced to MCCW about 2 years ago. It wasn't really on my radar, even being involved in CWOC. And again, just the world that opens up when you're surrounded by just faithful women who support you and love you from all over the world, and the connections that you make, especially in a military community. So currently, I am the secretary for MCCW, and I am also the pastoral council president at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Community on Fort Hood.
It's too bad you're not more involved in things.
I know.
Well,
Always add one more thing, huh?
the good Lord puts on our plate everything that we can and that he knows that we can handle, right? For our listeners, men and women alike, that aren't familiar with the Military Council of Catholic Women, MCCW, Ashley, give us a little bit of insight. What is it? And what is its purpose?
Thank you, Tom, for that question. I really appreciate it. So the Military Council of Catholic Women was founded in 1955 on the U.S. Army's installation in Germany. It was just an initiative started by a group of Army spouses for the support of not only their own activities, but also to support the chapels' communities abroad. Slowly, it started to grow. And in 2005, there was a consolidation of the MCCW, both overseas and here in the States. As Kate and I have mentioned, families don't stay very long, no matter what part of the branch that you're from. It's very rare to stay in one place too long. And so, as these women joined MCCW, they then started to travel to different installations and started their own groups at their military chapels there. In about 2012, the Office of Chaplains for the military decided to break apart MCCW. And release their authority from the groups. So we kind of split into the Military Council of Catholic Women and to Catholic Women of the Chapel, which is just to differentiate, saying that the women at the military chapels have their groups, but what MCCW does, it provides the resources for those groups. It also provides leadership and spiritual training. MCCW currently hosts regional treats on the odd years and on even years. They host an annual forum. Here in the US, we hold it every other year. We also have Europe that does theirs annually. Our worldwide forum is open to all Catholic women of the chapel. We have groups in over 200 military installations. Worldwide, we have seven regions that we serve, four here in the US. Texas falls under our central region. And then we also have a Pacific region, an Asia region, and a European region, as I had mentioned. So Catholic Women of the Chapel is going to Really, as Kate has shared, it's going to be different on every military installation. Every military installation has its own little culture. So, depending on the needs of that chapel, will be really what the group engages in, and also the women that are there. So, Catholic Women of the Chapel is open to women who are 18 and over, who are military affiliated. Primarily, that's military spouses and active duty spouses. I'm sorry, active duty soldiers. And as well as our retiree community, both women who have served in our armed forces as well as spouses of our veterans as well.
Yeah, so if I'm understanding, the MCCW is just a resource provider, not necessarily a hierarchical relationship. Is that right?
Yeah, so the Military Council of Catholic Women is its own nonprofit subsidiary, but we are a ministry of the Archdiocese for Military Services. We are
Okay.
the only women's ministry for the Archdiocese.
And then Kate, how does then the Catholic Women of the Chapel kind of describe that a little bit, specific to Fort Hood and or, across the US in general?
So our CWOCs function independently on each installation.
Okay.
They technically fall under the priest who is assigned at that location and truly work, I would say, the majority with the clergy on that installation. So, whether it's discerning for a new leadership team or how you function at the chapel, what you offer, et cetera, that is a symbiotic relationship with everyone else that is part of that community, which is really wonderful, right? Because you're really meeting the needs at a boots on the ground local level. As we have repeated, every installation is different. And so, what might be needed in Germany might look a lot different here at Fort Hood,
Sure.
or installations that deploy a lot versus installations that are more stable. As I mentioned, when I first got involved at Fort Leavenworth, the majority of the community rotates annually because it is primarily a school. And so that is going to look a lot different. Whereas here at Fort Hood, we have an enormous retiree community here. And so, in a lot of ways, we're kind of in our own little bubble where we get the feel of a typical parish that a lot of installations do not have.
Yeah.
When you rotate every year or every 2 years, your leadership looks different. Your ability to get volunteers looks different. It fluctuates so much. But here, because of the consistency that we have from that retiree community, it's a lot more stabilized. And so, even though, like this year, we lost, and Ashley, you can correct me if I'm wrong, we lost the majority, in fact, maybe all of our leadership team. They all PCS'd
Oh, wow.
after been quite a few years of people being here for 3, 4 years. And so, right now, and we have to pray that God is going to provide, right? He does every single time, but we don't have a leadership team. And we're coming into summer, and we know PCS season is in full swing. And we'll be getting more ladies, and I'm sure that many of them will want to be stepping up. But right now, we don't have a team leading, going into the fall semester. And so, these are kind of some of the issues and some of the pros that we deal with. But overall, the purpose of CWOC is to serve the active duty women at these chapels. And of course, we have a wide range. We do have retirees, et cetera, but like here, we're able to offer an evening group as well, which a lot of times allows you to have more active duty soldiers present that often don't get to participate in the daytime groups. Ashley and I are both stay-at-home moms. We benefit greatly from daytime groups that also have childcare.
Yeah.
I cannot, say enough about what those groups have done, not just CWOC, but any of the ministries associated with the chapels that also offer childcare, like in the depths of my, early motherhood, to be able to walk into a room of women and have a handful of them just walk up and be willing to like take my baby and love on them and feed them. And, if they're screaming, I mean, the amount of women who come up to me and say, go get your food, go serve yourself. I will hold the baby. It truly, and now I get to be that person, right? My kids are in school full time, and I get to be the one, as Ashley knows, every time she's got her baby on the camera, I'm like, oh, bring him to me, and I get to give back now, for all of those new moms that need that break, that truly, this their husband might be deployed in their early, postpartum time, and maybe they're far from family or don't have family at all. And in so many situations, CWOC is that family for them and that reprieve, and being around other women who might have been doing this longer and might have resources, and women like Ashley, who, her purpose in MCCW is to be a bridge to those chapel groups to help them gain those resources. That was a huge initiative of our the last 2 years of our terms in MCCW, was how do we reach the chapel groups, and provide more resources to them. We really are trying to work side by side rather than it, MCCW being looked at as this kind of umbrella entity that no one really understands and knows what we do. And really bridge that gap, which Ashley does wonderfully.
So can you describe, Kate, the some of the I'll use the term services or functions that Catholic Women of the Chapel provide for the women there on Fort Hood?
Sure. And Ashley, please interject if you know of anything else. Ashley has been an advisor with CWOC for the last year, and so I'm sure she has a little bit more of a beat on the pulse of it, but they meet every week, and typically that involves either some sort of potluck or catered meal, as well as childcare, as I previously mentioned. And so each semester, a study is chosen, whether it's a book or a guided study, videos, etc. There's just a wealth of information out there, right? And so that's part of the leadership team's obligation, is to prey on what we're going to learn for the next year. Sometimes it's a year long, sometimes it's by semester. And so that's typically what your Tuesdays will look like, is sitting down to eat a meal together, praying together. Often, depending on who is leading the team at the time, a lot of times we will incorporate Saint feast days and different novenas and whatever the theme is for the month. In May, to finish off the year, they usually host a Marian tea party, which is one of my favorites. I love, getting dressed up for a tea party, and we've done it in a variety of different ways. 1 year we brought an image of Mary. We each brought an image of Mary that we just felt close to, that we had a devotion to, and it was so incredibly interesting to see the choices that people brought and hear their stories of why they connect so much with this version of Mary. And I learned so much. I had no idea some of these existed. And so you're connecting and you're learning. There are also pray and plays. So again, things geared towards younger mothers. So, they'll choose a park to go to on a Friday morning, and the kids can play, and they'll say a rosary or something of the sort, just to get together and allow moms just that sense of community. Ashley, can you think of some other things that I'm missing?
Yeah, I wanted to add, thanks, Kate did a great job really summing up a lot of the things that we do here on Fort Hood. One of the interesting dynamics that these military Catholic communities face is that we are sharing a chapel with different denominations. So when you think of a church, a Catholic church, you think of stained glass windows, you think of the imageries, the statues, you think of Jesus on the crucifix right over the altar. And unfortunately, we don't have that. A lot of times, our crucifix is behind curtains because of the Protestant denomination having to have their service right after, or the other religious denominations having to meet in that space. And so the goal of Catholic Women of the Chapel is really to foster the Catholic faith within an area that doesn't really reflect our faith the way that we're used to when we go to a secular parish. Sorry, not a secular parish, a non-military parish, a civilian parish. And so some of the things that we've also encouraged our groups to do is also think outside of the installation. So last year, our group took part of the Jubilee, and so we were going on pilgrimages to Lampasas and to Waco as a group to participate in the indulgences. We also took a trip to Our Lady of Schoenstatt, and we made a pilgrimage out there. One of the priests, Father Alexander, who's currently serving still at Fort Hood, was able to accompany us, and we had mass set out there and really just help not only, enlighten the spirit of our ladies, but really bring them out into our communities. One of the things that CWOC does do is that it does some community outreach. This year, we raised donations for two different foundations. One was the Fisher House. It's a Ronald McDonald styled operation for military families specifically. So if they have a soldier who is receiving medical care and the family is either close but not close or super far away, they're able to stay at the Fisher House for short term to have their needs, basic needs met, like just shelter and food. That way you're not thinking of, my soldier is injured. How can I provide for them? I need a hotel. For how long? The Fisher House is really that landing spot to say, while you take care of your soldier, we want to take care of you. We also did a baby shower for the pregnancy center of Our Lady of Angels out in Temple, and we were able to gather baby clothes and diapers and wipes and other necessities and give to them a large donation for us. So our Catholic Women of the Chapel has a little bit of everything. It has parish involvement because a lot of our members are also involved in the parish ministries that we have on post. It involves, as Kate said, to support our military chaplains. A lot of the times, you have a priest that serves its community. Well, our priests are not only serving our community, but also the soldiers that they're, assigned to and the weight that they carry. Now they're also going to field training exercises. They're going on deployments. They're doing all these things. And so Catholic Women of the Chapel really help to fill that void when our chaplains are overburdened, not only with pastoral stuff, but also military chaplain things. And then we seek to create this community where we each get each other. We know what it's like when your husband's away and everything is breaking down in the house, and it seems like there's spiritual warfare out for you and your family because the dishwasher is breaking and it's brand new, and why is it breaking? And like Kate said, to hold a baby for a mom who may not have had that reprieve because her husband is TDY for schooling, states away, and just to continue to fall on each other, through the tender love that our Mother Church gives us, and to really spread that amongst each other.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I just can't imagine, as a retiree and knowing at times that my wife was on the other side of the planet, and like you mentioned, the dishwasher was breaking, or the kids were sick, or whatever the case may be, having a group of women in a similar setting just has to be a tremendous benefit to all of them. Kate, we got about 3 or 4 minutes here left before we're going to run out of time this with this episode. But can you just kind of describe for us? I think you have a our military families that our listeners will understand your perspective of my husband's in the Pentagon. I decided to stay here, but a lot of our listeners are not. And so talk then about that how the Women of the Chapel and MCCW writ large have been a tremendous benefit for you as your husband is in the Pentagon.
Oh my goodness. Truly, kind of like Ashley said, I think for us, you do what you have to do, right? And it's all relative. Everybody's hard is hard. And I think as military spouses, we just put one foot in front of the other and we just keep tackling everything that's thrown at us. And it's not until you take this bird's eye view, step back, where you're like, wow, that was a lot. Or you're telling it to like your family member who's not military and they just like stare at you with these wide eyes, like, what do you mean? And so I think it's not that we can't do it, right? But obviously it eases the burden when we're surrounded by a loving community, especially one that aligns with your values and your faith. And I'll share this example and I'm going to try not to cry. Ashley is just a beautiful soul. We're friends. I wouldn't say we're best friends and we don't get together all the time, but Ashley is one of those people that I will wake up to a text from her on a Tuesday morning saying, I'm thinking about you and I'm praying for you. And truly, sometimes it is about the dishwasher and sometimes it's about a sick child. And then sometimes it's a simple text from someone who is thinking about you and knows that your heart is hard enough and you don't have to always be the one who is carrying it alone. And something as simple as praying for someone else can truly help lift that burden. Even just simply knowing that I crossed her mind and that she shared it with me, right? And knowing that I have people all over the world doing the same, right? Praying for me and thinking about me. And truly, it is priceless. And I really try to remind myself regularly that this is somewhat unique to our experience. And not everyone has that. Not everyone wakes up to an 8 a.m. text from a friend just saying, I'm thinking about you and let me know if you need something, right?
Amen.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Ladies, thank you very much. I really want to hear more about the forum. Can y'all come back next week and let's talk more about the forum? And so I think there's a lot of folks that would like to know more about it.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Our forum is coming up in June. It's a worldwide retreat. We're going to be catering to about 150 participants. So we'd love to come and share more about that information.
You bet. Folks, if you missed some or all of today's episode of Our Hometown Hero with Ashley Davis and Kate Vestermark, you can always pick it up on our website at armorofgodradio.com. You can find out more about the Catholic Women of Chapel, Catholic Women of the Chapel there at Fort Hood by joining their Facebook page or going to mccw.org. ORG. That's Military Council of Catholic Women.org. So, ladies, thanks again for your time, and we'll talk to you more next week.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you.